This is Gloria Minot Presents.
Mr. Jaster, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
We're talking about mime, seven ages of mime. You know, when I think of mimes, if you go to the dictionary and go to the word mime, the quintessential one would be Marcel Marceau.
Right, one of my teachers. He was great. And he has died since we first did this show 3 years ago. So we're reviving it in part in tribute to his memory.
Would you talk to us about this seven ages of mime, a gentle nod to the greats of the Washington Post gave it that designation?
Yes. Well, we opened the show 3 years ago at the Roundhouse Theater in Silver Spring, and it was a runaway hit. We sold out, and a lot of people even didn't get to see it the first time around, even with an extension. So we're reviving it again, having another look at it now 3 years later, and it's about an hour long, and in seven short scenes, it does a little a playful and engaging survey of the history of mime, kind of putting, you know, as you say, most people think of mime as Marcel Marceau, as a solo white-faced performer on an empty stage, but the history of mime, you know, Marceau has a very important place in the whole panoramic history, but it goes way back in the Western tradition anyway, in the European tradition, to the Greeks and the Romans, and so we sort of track the history. We do a Roman pantomime. There's an old story that this Roman pantomime named Livius was supposed to perform in mime and speak and sing and dance this particular story, but his voice gave out, and so a young person nearby, an apprentice, took the words and he did the mime, and they liked the result so much that they ended up separating them and sort of developing the mime as a separate art form. So anyway, we do that very event where we, from a Roman pantomime acting out the story of Daphne and Apollo, and then we do a commedia dell'arte scene, an interaction between tricky Arlecchino and Smeraldina in Italian gibberish, and then we go into the more classical scene from the great film Les Enfants du Paradis, The Children of Paradise.
Let me just ask you before, in the minute we have left.
Sure.
You studied with the late Etienne Decroix?
Yes, Decroix. Etienne
Decroix, okay.
Marceau's
sorry about
teacher,
that.
And with Marceau, and I served as Marcel Marceau's teaching assistant as he was trying to set up a world center of mime in Michigan.
All right, Mark Jester is a clown extraordinaire and one of the most graceful performers you'll ever see on the stage, so says the Washington Post. Thank you for being my guest.
You're welcome. I'm also a big fan of WPFW.
Thank you very much. Keep listening to us.